Dreamscape presents To the Gates of Hell by David Nix. Narrated by David Bendina. Chapter 1. March 1870, Wyoming Territory. Reprieve from death never erases guilt, but it sometimes illuminates a path toward redemption. Jake Painter's path came with a badge and a steady supply of uninvited violence.
"What's eating you, Painter?"
Jake cut his eyes to Gus, sitting at his right. The repetitive clack of the rail car chewing up track, coupled with the engine's persistent chug-chug, forced any conversation into a moderate shout. As Jake was not fond of shouted conversation, he and Gus had lapsed into a silence for most of the 2 hours since the train had left Laramie. As a result, his friend's question dislodged Jake from a cavernous solitude.
"Nothing," said Jake.
"Tell me another story so I might feel rightly entertained."
Jake looked away from Gus's growing grin to find the woman across the aisle peeking at him. The black of her dress and bonnet didn't hide the fact that she was young, pretty, and discreetly curious. When he dipped his chin at her, she turned her cheeks as if finding the repetitive landscape rolling by her window abruptly fascinating. Jake responded by staring ahead in silence. After a few seconds, Gus nudged his shoulder.
"Come on now. You still riled about the Ticketmaster in Laramie?"
"Maybe."
"Thought so. I've forgotten it. You should, too."
Jake stabbed Gus with a mild glare.
"He said your kind weren't allowed on this train. I took offense. More offense than you took, I might add."
Gus chuckled.
"Sure, but you didn't have to break his nose over it."
"He sold you a ticket, didn't he?"
"He did. But if you'd given me 30 seconds, I'd have worked a ticket from him without resorting to haymakers."
Jake lifted one side of his lip.
"Maybe. But the man needed his nose broke."
"Won't argue that. Stacy would have done the same if she'd been there. She'll be sorry she missed it."
Jake kept his eyes pinned forward. From his position on the back bench of the coach car, he could lay eyes on the 11 rows in front of him, including the 30 or so passengers occupying them. Another minute elapsed before the expected second volley came from Gus.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"